Wisconsin's beautiful Northwoods. 98Q Country is 98.3 FM WCQM Park Falls, a civic media station.
ABC News, I'm Sherry Preston. At the Oscars last night, Oppenheimer was the big winner, taking home 7 statues, including Best Picture and Best Director. Emma Stone beat out Lily Gladstone for Best Actress, saying in her acceptance speech she was proud of the entire Poor Things cast and crew.
It's about a team that came together to make something greater than the sum of its parts. And that is the best part about making movies.
Kensington Palace under pressure to answer questions about whether the first picture of the Princess of Wales, released since her hospitalization, has been digitally altered. The photos now withdrawn by international photo agencies and by the British National News Agency. Palestinians began fasting for Ramadan today as the Muslim holy month arrives, with Gaza ceasefire talks at a standstill. More heavy rain and snow in the northeast over the weekend. More than 55 million people were under wind alerts in the southeast. Strong wind and heavy rain as well. This is ABC News. New Jersey Senator Bob Menendez is expected back in a federal courtroom today to face a new indictment on expanded corruption charges. He is accused of peddling his political influence. A vote expected this week on Capitol Hill on a measure that would force a Chinese company to sell one of its most popular platforms on the internet, TikTok. ABC's Jay O'Brien is in Washington.
TikTok is owned by ByteDance, which is a Chinese company, and lawmakers had expressed concerns that through that company, the Chinese government could gain access, for instance, to user data, or could manipulate TikTok's very, very popular algorithm. You're talking about a lot of people on this app to try to propagate misinformation. Those are all claims, by the way, that TikTok has denied. But lawmakers for a long time had been saying that they wanted to do something about those concerns.
And a Super Bowl winning quarterback is on the move. ESPN is now reporting that Russell Wilson, released by the Broncos, is signing a one-year deal to play for the Steelers. I'm Sherry Preston, ABC News.
Civic Media News, I'm Terry Bell. Here's what Wisconsin needs to know. President Biden will be back in Wisconsin next week. He'll headline a campaign event in Milwaukee on Wednesday. The general election is underway for all intents and purposes. Biden and Donald Trump's primary opponents have all dropped out of the race. One Wisconsin voter says she's more interested in policy than politics. Diane Valencia of Racine says she wanted to hear President Biden deliver straight talk about the State of the Union last night.
I expect a responsible person in a political position to give me facts and explain to me, as a nation, what are we supposed to do to make things possible.
Valencia says she was especially interested in hearing what the bipartisan infrastructure law is doing for her community. I'm Terry Bell, Civic Media News. Now, here's what you need to know closer to home.
Here's another community reminder from Civic Media.
When your family's looking to add a dog or cat to your family photo, stop by Catkins first. Catkins is a no-kill Northwoods animal shelter. They are a dedicated group of animal lovers working to improve the lives of homeless pets in the Northwoods. Check out their website, catkinsrescue.org, or call 715-762-0122 for more information on adoption, volunteering, or donating. Catkins, caring for animals in need throughout the Northwoods region.
Leaning into local radio, 98Q Country. The Badgers get iced.
Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports men's college hockey. The Badgers losing at home to Ohio State 3-1 in the Kohl Center. It was game 3 of a best of 3 game series. The Buckeyes with a losing record now advance in the Big Ten tournament, while the Badgers with the second best record will wait to find out in 2 weeks where they'll be seated in the NCAA tournament. The Badgers women's hockey team winning 6-3 against OSU Saturday in a competition in Minneapolis. College basketball, Marquette, the number 3 seed in the Big East tournament after beating Xavier. They'll play on Thursday. Wisconsin is the number 5 seed in the Big Ten tournament after losing on the road to Purdue 78-70. The Badgers will either face Maryland or Rutgers Thursday afternoon at 1:30 at the Target Center in Minneapolis. NBA, the Bucks with a 124-117 win over the Clippers. Is the chemistry between Damian Lillard and Giannis improving?
It's getting better and better. They're trusting it. You put two great players together.
That's Bucks head coach Doc Rivers. With sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
This weather update is sponsored by Hansen HVAC Heating and Cooling, your local Armstrong Air dealer of Phillips and Manitouish Waters.
Partly cloudy today with a high right around 60 this afternoon. The wind out of the southwest at 5 to 15. Tonight will drop down to 35. Tomorrow, partly cloudy, high of 62. Wednesday, 55. And then we do have a chance of showers, and it will get a bit cooler by later this week. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Right now, it's 25.
Now scanning the country music playlist. Bury me in Georgia. I'm a lost cause. Your next auditory experience has been selected.
98Q Country.
Sing my share of broken halo.
Half of me wants a cold beer, and the other half does. up and down all these avenues, doing everything to think about you. As long as I stay on the mind, I'm fine. The city side of those city limit signs, you don't really cross my mind. As soon as I get out here on the outskirts, I wish I was running by your house first. Something about a summer in the South Shore shines like gold down these old Round Bell Valley back roads, way back in the hollow where the grass grows. God almighty, baby, we were that close. Ditching this town,
online at 98qcountry.com.
Stop. online at 98qcountry.com.
Yeah.
drive real slow down an old lane road to a house on a hill where the wild things grow. You wake up in pajamas, not a trace of makeup on you. You're helping fix it in the neighbors with my mommy. Take me home, 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 girl. Home, 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 girl.
You must take me home,
home, girl. Home, 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 girl.
That's called Get to You at 98Q Country. All right, Monday morning. Hope you had a good weekend. We have a pretty nice day, actually a very nice couple of days. After a little bit of cooler stuff for the weekend, we, after the wimpy winter, we're just not used to that coolness and some of the wind that blew this weekend. But, I mean, it wasn't horrible, but it was cooler than what we've... what our bodies have become accustomed to, that's for sure. But that will change today with temperatures today, tomorrow, and Wednesday. At least 58, maybe 60, 62 range. Warmer if you're headed south to the central or southern part of the state today. And even Thursday, Friday, not as warm, but still hanging on in the 40s, mid upper 40s. Today should be a wonderful day for him with 60 right around there. We crowned some state champions over the weekend in girls basketball. And we determined who's going to play in the boys state tournament, which is coming up this weekend. So we'll talk a little bit about that. I think the brackets are set for the Big Ten men's basketball tournament, which will get underway this weekend. Mike Clemens will update us on the sports. In fact, let's get to our twice an hour news and sports update. Kick it off with ABC News.
ABC News, I'm Sherry Preston. At the Oscars last night, Oppenheimer was the big winner, taking home 7 statues, including Best Picture and Best Director. Emma Stone beat out Lily Gladstone for Best Actress, saying in her acceptance speech she was proud of the entire Poor Things cast and crew.
It's about a team that came together to make something greater than the sum of its parts. And that is the best part about making movies.
Kensington Palace under pressure to answer questions about whether the first picture of the Princess of Wales, released since her hospitalization, has been digitally altered. The photos now withdrawn by international photo agencies and by the British National News Agency. Palestinians began fasting for Ramadan today as the Muslim holy month arrives, with Gaza ceasefire talks at a standstill. More heavy rain and snow in the northeast over the weekend. More than 55 million people were under wind alerts in the southeast. Strong wind and heavy rain as well. This is ABC News.
Civic Media News. I'm Terry Bell. Here's what Wisconsin needs to know. Republican state lawmakers want to fire 2 more of Governor Evers' appointees. A state Senate committee today is recommending John Miller and Dana Walks be removed from the University of Wisconsin Board of Regents. The Senate has fired or rejected more than a dozen of the Democratic governor's appointees. People who fell into bad eating habits during the pandemic are trying to do better. Registered dietitian Bailey Holmquist recommends cutting out processed proteins.
I tell my patients, do what you're able to, but if we can get good grass-fed meat, pasture-raised eggs, wild-caught fish, so that we get the most nutrients out of those animals.
Holmquist says beans and peanut butter are good alternatives that cost less and are easier to find. March is National Nutrition Month. I'm Terry Bell, Civic Media News. Now here's what you need to know closer to home.
Here's another community reminder from Civic Media.
In need of help with your business planning or finding entrepreneurial resources for your business? Free resources are available through the AADC office in Butternut. The office is open the second Monday of every month from 9 a.m. to 3 p.m. Call the Butternut Village Hall with any questions at 715-769-3113. That is 715-769-3113.
Leaning into local radio, 98Q Country.
The Bucks sink the Clippers. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. The Bucks took over in the fourth quarter to beat the Clippers in L.A. 124-117. Giannis on how he and Damian Lillard scored a combined 69 points.
We just trying to play basketball. You know, was able to get to his shots, get to his three. It's time that we work in practice. We did it against the Lakers. Tonight it worked. It's something that we're going to have to do moving forward. And we both have to play make in the last 6 minutes.
Men's college basketball. The Wisconsin Badgers losing to No. 3 ranked Purdue 77-70. The Badgers head to Minneapolis as the 5th seed with their first game in the Big Ten tournament Thursday afternoon at 1:30 against the winner of Rutgers versus Maryland. NFL free agency getting underway. The Packers to release Devondre Campbell this week. The 30-year-old linebacker had numerous injuries the past 2 seasons. The move could save Green Bay $10.5 million in salary cap funds. That's sports. I'm Mike Clemens.
Nemuth Implement in Stetsonville is an authorized dealer for brands like Bobcat, Mahindra, Bush Hog, Allis Chalmers, and many more. Consumers pick them first because they know you want quality equipment, parts, and service work to keep your equipment running smooth. Call 715-678-2271 or stop by the Stetsonville showroom. Also ask about their weekly local deliveries. Nemuth Implement, just south of Medford on Highway 13 in Stetsonville.
There's a lot of good going on all around us, and Aspirus Health is proud to be home to so much of it. We're all about good people with good hearts, delivering great care. It's what we do. It's who we are. And it's everything we believe in. So no matter what life is throwing at you or your community, you can count on Aspirus to be here for you. For good. Look to Aspirus Health. Passion for excellence. Compassion for people.
For 65 years, Menards has been the one-stop shop for post-frame buildings. Whether it's protecting equipment or you just need a place to keep your toys, Menards has a post-frame building for you. Design your post-frame building and save big. Plus, get free estimates fast, in-store or online with our design programs. Check out more of our great deals going on now at Menards and Menards.com.
Save big money at Menards.
And now another no-brainer money-saving tip from Progressive.
That doesn't sound good.
Paper shredder's jammed, but I think I fixed it.
Oh, well, try shredding these $50 bills then.
Seems like it's working.
Better try another $400.
Stop. Instead of using money, use regular paper. And here's a better tip from Progressive on how not to waste money. Don't pay too much for car insurance. Drivers who switch and save could save hundreds. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Potential savings will vary. Not available in all states.
This weather update is sponsored by Hanson HVAC Heating and Cooling, your local Armstrong Air dealer of Phillips and Manitouish Waters.
Partly cloudy today with a high right around 60 this afternoon. The wind out of the southwest at 5 to 15. Tonight will drop down to 35. Tomorrow, partly cloudy, high of 62. Wednesday, 55. And then we do have a chance of showers, and it will get a bit cooler by later this week. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Right now, it's 27.
There's a whole lot more brand new country.
I'm a lost cause. Baby, don't waste your time on me. I don't
have
the only woman who believed in me religiously.
Always first with new music.
98Q Country.
Hanging out on the gate of his truck. We threw a blanket beneath the sunset. Being
98QCountry.com.
Flats. 26 our wake up temp. We're on our way to 60 today. Should be a nice day around the Northwoods. Well, congrats in order to the girls' state basketball champions from the weekend. Division 1, it was Arrowhead. Division 2 was Edgewood. Division 3 went to Laconia. Division 2 actually was Pewaukee. Division 3 was Edgewood. Division 4 was Laconia. Division 5 went to Albany Monticello co-op team. So the girls' state basketball tournament wrapping up, and now the boys. And you're saying, Joel, do we have any teams from the north that we can cheer for? Well, Marathon from the Merriwood Conference, they're there in Division 4. And how about Solon Springs? They're there from the Indian Head / renamed conference. Not good at transitioning. Solon Springs, yeah, they're going to see. That's pretty exciting. You can't get much farther north than Solon Springs. They'll be taking on Columbus Catholic and their game on Friday. So we wish the best of luck to them. We'll get to all the news and sports. Complete detail, area funeral notices coming up just after 7 o'clock.
Kick gutter stress to the curb with Lynn Stunkel at Complete Rain Gutters. 30-plus years of expertise for peace of mind. Get your quote today at CompleteRainGutter.com. Relax, we've got you covered.
Wondering how to choose from all your spring break options? Pop quiz. Is your family into monkeying around, airbending on a flying bison, or diving into slime? Or all of it? Mall of America. Go bananas on the new Boots Banana Swing Ride. Take to the sky and fly with Appa. Then get slimed in the Nickelodeon Universe Slimulator. For the littles, cosmic crafts, and more at Crayola Experience. It's the spring break of choice at Mall of America. mallofamerica.com/spring.
Forward Bank in Park Falls and Phillips is building a strong foundation in the community. They offer mobile and online banking with other unique services and is a proud Logger United Sports Booster sponsor. Forward Bank, moving communities forward together. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
I'm getting vaccinated with Prevnar 20, a Pfizer vaccine.
So am I, because I'm at risk for pneumococcal pneumonia.
If you're 19 or older with chronic conditions like asthma, diabetes, COPD, or heart disease, or are 65 or older, you are at increased risk for pneumococcal pneumonia. Ask your doctor or pharmacist about Prevnar 20, pneumococcal 20-valent conjugate vaccine. It can help protect you against pneumococcal pneumonia in just one dose. Even if you've already been vaccinated with other pneumonia vaccines, Prevnar 20 may help provide added protection. Prevnar 20 is approved for adults to help prevent infections from 20 strains of the bacteria that cause pneumococcal pneumonia. Continued approval may depend on a supportive study. Don't get Prevnar 20 if you've had a severe allergic reaction to the vaccine or its ingredients. Adults with weakened immune systems may have a lower response to the vaccine. Side effects include pain and swelling at the injection site, fatigue, headache, muscle, and joint pain. For full prescribing information, please call 1-855-213-2138 or visit Prevnar20.com.
Partly cloudy today with a high right around 60 this afternoon. The wind out of the southwest at 5 to 15. Tonight will drop down to 35. Tomorrow, partly cloudy, high of 62. Wednesday, 55. And then we do have a chance of showers, and it will get a bit cooler by later this week. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Right now, it's 27.
Now scanning the country music.
Bury me in Georgia.
I die young.
I'm a lost cause.
Your next auditory experience has been selected.
98Q Country.
Yeah.
favorites and yesterday's classics. 98 Q Country.
If not, we've got a couple of real nice days here with temperatures lingering in that 55 to 60 range today, tomorrow, Wednesday. Still little, if any, precipitation. Best chance appears to be maybe on Thursday. Fire danger is high, so just wait. Just leave it there. Just don't burn. We've got our fire departments all around. I think northern Wisconsin especially putting out and helping with grass fires and stuff. So just don't burn it. Just keep it. Be very conscious that it's very, very dry. Temperatures again near 60 today, and we'll officially call it a partly sunny and mild day with winds out of the southwest today at 6 to 13 miles an hour. Let's get the day moving with a little words of wisdom as we do each weekday morning. Focus on the family. Being brought to you by Park Pharmacy.
Parents, are you making moments with your children? Well, think of it as investing in your child's life now in a way that could pay off down the road, especially when your relationship hits a rough patch. Hi, this is Jim Daly with Focus on the Family. Making moments accomplishes a number of things. They're memories to cherish. They're teaching opportunities. They can even be fun. But most importantly, they act as a tether of love between you and your child. You might ask how. Well, relationships can be fragile. As teenagers reach for more and more independence, it can cause friction with their parents. I know, I have a teenager. Some teens may even rebel and pull away from their family entirely. The moments created throughout a child's life are what keep parents and their kids connected, even when the relationship is in crisis. The idea is that as a wayward son or daughter grows older and matures, they'll reflect back on the moments you've created together. And as they do, hopefully their heart will soften and they'll become more willing to reconnect with you. That won't immediately heal whatever conflict stands between you, though. That'll still have to be resolved at some point. But it opens the door for the broken parts of your relationship to be mended. So don't overlook the importance of making moments with your child now. Even if it's just a slim thread, the tether of love could become a lifeline your child will follow back to you. For Focus on the Family, I'm Jim Daly.
The words you are about to hear are taken from letters sent in by members of the Trinity Debt Management Program.
Dear Trinity, today I'm making my final credit card payment.
Before I came to you, I was in a constant state of anxiety and panic, but now there is hope for my family's financial future.
Working with Trinity made me understand that I'm not alone.
You really do help people.
Your kindness will never be forgotten. Without Trinity's support, I would not have achieved my lifelong goal of becoming debt-free.
We saved a lot on interest and penalties, of course, but the reward was the gift of human kindness.
Trinity has carried me through a very difficult time in my life. You're amazing.
I used to feel so anxious and hopeless. Now I feel grace and peace.
God bless Trinity as you continue to help others become debt-free.
If credit card debt has you down, call Trinity at 1-800-990-6976. That's 1-800-990-6976.
Your Health Mart Pharmacy in Park Falls, Park Pharmacy, can be trusted to handle all your prescription needs. Your Health Mart pharmacists take the time to get to know you and explain your medications. When you need a prescription filled, come to Park Pharmacy, your Health Mart pharmacy, who has a personal commitment to their community. They care for you and about you. That's Park Pharmacy, downtown Park Falls.
Selecting the right multi-peril crop insurance policy and hail coverage are big decisions. Thankfully, the team at Ag Country Farm Credit Services can help you find the right fit for your farming needs. The specialists at Ag Country know agriculture and will utilize their exclusive Optimum tool to save you time and protect your bottom line. Contact your local Ag Country office today to get started. Ag Country. Focused on ag. Focused on you. Ag Country is an equal opportunity lender and provider.
That Big Bargain detergent jug is 80% water, right?
80% water? I thought I was getting a better deal because it's so big.
If you want a better clean, Tide Pods are only 12% water. The rest is pure concentrated cleaning ingredients.
Ooh, pass me the intercom thingy.
Attention shoppers, if you want a real deal, try Tide Pods.
Don't pay for water. Pay for clean. If it's got to be clean, it's got to be Tide Pods.
Water content based on the Leading Bargain liquid detergent.
Hi, I'm Jade, and the little thing I love about the Chick-fil-A sausage, egg, and cheese biscuit is the savoriness of the sausage, the fluffiness of the egg, and the butteriness of the biscuit. It's amazing. The perfect start to my day.
Hi, everyone. It's Justin. A little thing I love about the Chick-fil-A sausage, egg, and cheese biscuit is the fluffy egg, the melted cheese, and the sizzling sausage. It's the start to your morning that you didn't know you need.
Order a sausage, egg, and cheese biscuit and Simply Orange Juice on the Chick-fil-A app. Real guests paid for their testimonials.
Partly cloudy today with a high right around 60 this afternoon. The wind out of the southwest at 5 to 15. Tonight will drop down to 35. Tomorrow, partly cloudy, high of 62. Wednesday, 55. And then we do have a chance of showers, and it will get a bit cooler by later this week. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Right now, it's 27.
Here we go.
Hey, what's up, you guys? This is Darius Rucker.
Country.